Hey, good morning, my dear friend Skip here. Friday, February 23rd, 2024. Thank goodness it's Friday, right? Been a long week, been a long 4 days. I didn't work on Monday because the school was closed, but boy, what a 4 days in a kindergarten class is more like a month. So I welcome you to Friday. And been a late night and a short sleep. My son played his very last organized basketball game last night. The school. He is a senior. And it was a closing of a chapter. He's been playing since around third grade when they first introduce, you know, those little camps that some programs do. And he played, you know, organized travel ball and school basketball. It was really the end of a chapter, but hey, that's what life is, man. Every new beginning is some other beginning's end, according to the band Semisonic. So here we are today, ready to start a new chapter, ready to start a Friday. Two things in my mind this morning, and I have struggled on which one to talk about. So I'm going to try to combine these two things. Because I want to talk about the lack of awareness and kindness. I want to talk about those two things. And, you know, these podcasts are not scripted. So let's see where this ends up. Let's see if I can pull this hat trick off. Let me get a drink of my vitamin water here. First, let's talk about not having a clue. I don't mean to say that as a negative or a put down. Because most of us don't have a clue about a lot of things. Some people have some clue. And what I mean by clue is really awareness of their life, their actions, how their actions affect other people. A lack of awareness, really. And some people have no clue at all. It appears that some people have no awareness whatsoever. And frankly, it's hard to not judge, you know. One of the great gifts that I received when I began to explore finding meaning is the fact that I have to show compassion. That compassion has to temper how I view the world. Because if not, then the world is just a freaking mess, right? I mean, it is like watching a really bad comic tragedy. And so you have to take that notion and you have to put it in a framework. And I hope that's what finding meaning is. There's at least an introduction to thinking inside a framework that can give what's happening some meaning. It's up to you to find your own meaning in life. But hopefully finding meaning can at least show you that when we look at this tragic comedy that is our reality, that is the false reality, that we have to employ kindness and compassion and sympathy and empathy. We have no choice. Because it is like watching often a slow motion train wreck. Now I will tell you, it's especially true if you are to any degree intuitive or empathic. And my guess is, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are to some degree. Because you can watch the world and see it like a slow motion train wreck and view human beings as clueless. And neither one of those things are wrong. Let me say it that way. The challenge is to view that with purpose, because it's very easy to be cynical. It's very easy to be negative in that. Once you recognize that people act not out of always a sense of malice or others' best interest or even their best interest. They just act out of what they know. They just behave out of what they've learned. You have to, at least I have to, remind myself constantly that the reason that I have to understand that the reason that's happening is because they're not aware, and I have to consciously interject compassion, love, and kindness into that equation, into that programming. I was raised very much to see the world cynically, and cynicism comes easy for me, and sometimes well-deserved cynicism. But I also have to remember that, you know, when you see someone do something really stupid, which I do quite often see it, it's not because the person's stupid or because they're just acting out of willful ignorance. They're just not aware. So they're clueless. So to get a clue, right, if we're going to get a clue, it has to be done consciously. Like I said, I have to consciously remind myself to be compassionate. I also have to consciously remind myself to be kind. However, the more I see that that is actually something that is transformative, the easier it becomes to act out of kindness. And I want to talk about that for a few minutes here. Again, not always that easy. It is not always that easy to practice kindness, because you'll hear the dog chew on his bone, of course, since I'm podcasting. Cynicism invites us to an indifference, right? Forget the world. Blah, blah, blah. Easy to do. Easy to just shut down. I think love, though, invites us to different behaviors, like compassion, like empathy, like sympathy. And kindness is a part of that. Now, why do I always talk about kindness? Because I'm convinced that kindness is indeed a sacramental behavior. And that is to say that when you act out of kindness, what you're doing is you are showing something external that you desire internal. And I use the word sacrament very purposefully. You know, when I was a religious person, and I see religious people do this, they want to practice a sacramental life. They want to have those reminders to hold on to that, I'm using quotes here, air quotes, belief system. Well, here's the difference between a piece of bread and a little wine or juice and kindness, is that kindness is a way in which we can behave that is practically transforming. Now, if you are a religious person and you have a sacramental life, I'm not judging you. What I'm saying is I met many people in my day that would take communion, and on the way back to their pew, judge other people. Because that sort of sacrament is external to you. What we want is something internal. And what kindness does is it literally, at least as far as I can tell, is a profound, profound transformative action. Like forgiveness, like compassion. But kindness can be done all the time, right? I mean, I'm sure we've all got people we need to forgive. We need to forgive ourselves. That's always at play. But you can always open the door for someone. You can always offer a smile or a kind word. You can offer a compliment. Now, be careful. Don't know what the agenda is behind your kindness. I used to think that offering people compliments was always a good idea. And if some people are so consumed by their ego, a compliment will often just bolster their ego. But, you know, if you really feel deep inside that someone needs to hear, shh, Coco, stop now. If someone needs to hear, job well done. If someone needs to hear, you know, you look good today, nice smile. If someone just needs a pat on the back, those things are transformative to them and to you. And, you know, I have no doubt that there are real miracles in this world. But I'm going to tell you, friends, that I think one of the true miracles is... You can hear him play with that bone. I think one of the true miracles is really making someone else's day, holding a door. It's not always easy to do. You know, no, you can't give to everyone panhandling on the corner. No, you probably can't open every single door every single day. No, there are some days when you don't feel like offering a compliment. And quite frankly, there are some people who behave in such a way that you probably shouldn't compliment. But there are times when an act of kindness is transformative. And really, that is where we get a clue. The clue is found. The awareness is found in those practical actions of compassion and love. So I'm going to go practice compassion with a very wound up puppy. I'm trying to be kind. Now he is dragging his dog bed around the front room. When we got this dog, the lady was like, oh, he's well-mannered. And he's a good dog. But man, he is a puppy. You want to talk about practicing kindness, right? So anyway, be patient with the world, my friends. They don't know what they're doing. They just don't have a clue. They don't have any more clue than this puppy does as he jumps around and goes insane. We can only practice kindness, my friends. Patience, forgiveness, and most of all, love. Well, I think I did it. I think I pulled off the hat trick. I hope. I don't know. Up to you to decide. Hey, there are ways in which to respond to podcasts. So feel free to leave a message via one of the episodes. And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.